explain the Ritva, how the optics, I guess, is works out, that one guy could see the Nerag could see the Horeg, the victim could see the murder, the killer first. It would seem to be you get a straight line of sight between your two eyes, and if there's a straight line of sight, there's a line of sight. If not, I mean, in a car, I guess you could see it because it's very big. So you could see the front of the car, but the front of the car can't see you. But like with people walking, I mean, it's just hard to work out the case exactly. And the Ritva tries to explain it, but he doesn't. It's not clear how he explains it. I mean, if you just do a careful reading of the Ritva, it almost sounds like he's not quite there. So I was just reading it again this morning, and maybe he means like this. Okay? So the right picture to have, this is the way I see it, is like we're looking at it as like an intersection. So forget an intersection. But picture it as an L. Okay? As an L. Okay? So you have a street. Just think here. You have the street which is going towards, you have a corner. Okay? Which way did I have it? Which way did I show you today? Okay, so let's do the Rabbeinu Hanan. Okay? So I'm going to say the same kind of case, sort of, but it's totally the opposite conclusion. Is Rabbeinu Hanan says, definitely what the Gemara is saying is that if you're around the corner, then you're Pater. Okay? Around the corner, it's a Nakar Galas. So why not? So what here, the Ritva was basically saying is because it's like an honest, because the other guy should have been looking at you. So the Nerag had to be, you know, should be careful. And that's the idea we said, is like right of way, there's an idea where the Horeg is right of way, and the Nerag has a responsibility to be looking, so therefore the Horeg becomes an honest. It's like his fault. It's his fault. He should have been careful. Fine. But the Rabbeinu Hanan learns the opposite. He says it's Karol Mezid. Because he says if you kill a guy around the corner, it's kind of amazing because you should have been careful. And that's what the Torah is teaching you. Befesa means close. It's not clear how he reads the pasuk, but...
Excuse me, in the Rabbeinu Hanan, where, how far down is it?
Right, so what he's saying is that if you kill somebody around the corner, so then you should have been careful. And therefore, it's closer to amazing. So what's the question? What's the Hamino Tzmaskana? Why is it amazing? Like, I would have thought, apparently, that's considered Shogeg. From Ashmalon, it's amazing. Right? So what's the Hamino Tzmaskana? Everything. Forget everything you know about the Ritva. Nothing to do with insides, outsides, nothing.
Right.
Straight up. I mean, we don't know. He doesn't say. What?
Every single case.
I mean, we don't know. We just don't know. He doesn't say anything. So no, you can't push him into, especially he has opposite conclusion from the Ritva. So you can't push it into the Ritva. The reverse thing to him. Let's say, I don't know. There's no inside. This corner doesn't have an inside or an outside. I don't really know. You have to figure it out on your own. You can say whatever you want. Yeah, both insides, let's say. They're both coming on the inside of the corner, and now they smack into each other. So now, according to the Ritva, works out. This
top one makes sense.
Okay, give me one second. So according to the Rabbeinu Hanan, all he's saying is, that's Karol Mezid, because you, killer, should have been careful.
It's just
maybe like this. Maybe like this. That... See, in danger, when it comes to, like, attacking somebody by accident or, you know, killing people, there's two things. There's the situation of, like, an attack where you're going to, like, you bang into the guy or you're going to, you know, you get into this close situation where there's danger. And there's such a thing as a reaction time. There's an idea, a person has the ability to react. Like, there's, like, get... You could not get into the dangerous situation in the first place, but then you could get into it in the first place, but then you could react. There's an idea. A person has an ability to like, uh-oh, there's a guy 5 feet away with a knife, move out of the way quickly. Like, that's part of like, a person has the ability to react. Both people. I guess both the killer and the victim have this. Part of a situation is that just because you're a friend, just because you're lowering a bucket on the roof and a guy's blood doesn't mean it's going to kill him. Person sees, you'll see it coming, and he has the potential to see a thing moving, and a person generally looks around. The person is generally aware of his vicinity, and it's not that easy to kill somebody, because the guy looks around. I mean, I guess if you shoot a bullet speeding fast, but I mean, just in general circumstances, you're walking down the street, people look around, and they have a general awareness, and they're able to avoid dangers which may come their way. Right? You walk down the street, you're looking, you know, you look if a car's coming. Right? But there's such a situation. There is a situation where it's blind, like a corner. around the corner, a person has no ability to do that. If you happen to be coming and you're both coming at the corner, then you're dead. You know, the guy's a knife. If there happens to be another guy there, you're not reacting, he's not reacting, you're just both at the corner. Okay? Fine. So what it's saying is that under ordinary conditions, you have a right to, if you're carrying around the knife, you have a right to assume that another guy's looking where he's going, and I'm looking where I'm going, and we'll avoid each other. Okay? And look, of course you should be careful, but there's a certain assumption that there's the built into the situation is the capacity for people to see each other. And insofar as they have that capacity, so they'll there's a reaction time, and they have a right to assume that. But in a case where it's around the corner, there is none of that. There is none of that. There's no ability to respond because it's around the corner. It's blind, and under that circumstance, so you have to be even more zahir. There's a higher level of zahiros because you don't have the normal assumption that people will react and avoid the danger which comes their way. And therefore, it's mechayev you to be more havilayunit, to be more careful around in that situation. In which case, you become korban mesed because you were going, in other words, you acted in a manner which is not appropriate for a corner. There's a heightened shmira when you're doing it when there is no reaction time, when there's no ability to react and avoid the danger. And that makes korban mesed. And I think the chiddush is to me, this is the chiddush, is that your shmira takes into account that factor. The factor of like the ability to react and to avoid, you know, that's what it's teaching you. It's like the, I don't know if it's in the limud, but it's teaching you is that part of your shmira has to take into account not just is this dangerous, that's one thing, lowering a bucket's dangerous or not, but if the dangerous thing happens, if I drop the bucket, will the guy be able to see it? Okay, if we do happen to be going right into each other's path, will the guy be able to react and to be able to get out of the way? And so that's a factor in the analysis. And if that is a factor, then you see Karen Zavis and not Karen Zavis, those are two totally different cases. And Karen Zavis becomes Karen Mason. But you could have argued is that the Shmira doesn't take into account, it's just a matter of, doesn't take into account the ability to avoid the death if they happen to, you know, the mishap happens. It just, look, you just say, you walk in the street with a knife. If you bump into the guy, then you're going to kill him. So you have to avoid killing him. In which case, what's the difference if you're in a corner? If you're not in a corner, either way, you have to watch to make sure you don't hit another guy. And if you had him, then you had him, and then you weren't careful enough. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying there's nothing more dangerous about a knife. About a knife around the corner than in the street. What's more dangerous about it is because no one has the ability to react. See, it's not like using a weapon. Using a broken weapon or something, or using a rusty axe. That's more dangerous because it's more dangerous. The action lends itself to getting out of control. And there's different types of ways things could be more dangerous. You know? Derech harida, it's more prone to slipping than derech aliyah, because of the gravity. Here, it's not that it's more. What's the problem is in the corner is not. Look, either way, you're carrying a knife. The thing is, it's more prone to the. If they happen to be walking against each other, to them not noticing and to not seeing it. So, either way, there's the same probability of you walking into a guy in the middle of the street or around the corner if both people happen to be on the same path. The only thing is when you're walking the street, you have an assumption that. That you and him will see, and you'll avoid it. You have a right to rely on that, and that's part of your caution. Part of your caution is what's the probability that we'll get into a situation where I'm going to kill him, and then what's the probability that we'll be able to react appropriately if we do get into that situation. You know, those are both factors in your measuring how cautious you should be. So the saying is that being the case, is that when you're going around the corner, it's not more dangerous. It's the same carrying the knife. What's more dangerous is because you know that there's no ability to react. So the thing is, under the circumstance, you have to factor that into your zehiros. Your zehiros of carrying a knife normally could take into account the reaction, the fact that we'll be able to react. You have a right to take that into account. But and therefore, that results in the fact that when you're coming around the corner, you can't, if you take that into account, you realize there's zero, zero. So therefore, you have to be careful. There's no ability to react. So therefore, you have a lioness that's machayiv you to have a higher level of shmira. And if not, it's karav l'mezun. If you want to measure the karav onus, you say, what's the probability that the mishap occurs? That I drop my, you know, drop the bucket, or that I drop the magila, or I fall off the ladder. But the thing is, that's one thing. You say, what are the odds of your action becoming like a deadly action? But then this thing is, but there's another factor which it's saying is also part of your cheshbon, is given that it does become a deadly action, what are the odds of the guy being able to, the eye on the guy being able to adjust? I mean, usually it's going to be the other guy being able to adjust and get out of the way. If I do happen to be coming towards him with a knife, will he be able to get out of the way? So if he's around the corner, he's not going to be able to. So that makes it more negligent. Not because it's more risky intrinsically, but the risk... It's the same probability of going right into the guy. The only thing is that normally a guy will be able to shift his way out of the way. That's part of normal behavior. And therefore, it's not that mazed carrying a knife in the street. Because it's a guy could see, and a guy know. The guy will react if I happen to be walking towards him. People know, stay away from the guy with a knife. But around the corner, no one knows that, because there is no way the guy's going to ever see it. So I can't assume the other guy's going to be watching. There's a certain assumption I and him will be watching and we'll be able to work it out. And that's part of your shmira. You have right to assume that. But when it comes to this case, you have no right to assume that. So now you're carrying a knife without that assumption. That's kind of amazing. Don't carry a knife around the corner because there's no reaction time. If you're just taking your chances that hopefully you don't come around at the same time. That's crazy. So, and what happens if you are? Then you're dead? That you can't do. Don't come around the corner with a knife. Go slow, stick your head out, I don't know, whatever it is. But don't kill a guy around the corner. If you kill him on the street, you could say, look, I thought he was going to move out of the way. And that's right, you have a right to say that. So that's a certain excuse. But here there's no excuse. It's like an assumption is, like when you walk in a public place, so you have your head up and you're looking and you're careful also. Look, you have to be careful not to kill anybody, but the other guy's also careful not to be killed. There's an idea, you're in a public place, there are crazy things which happen, there are people who are other people there, and there's an awareness that you're both careful. And that's, you if something is coming your way, you'll avoid it. And that's part of the normal, what happens in a public place. But then you could have a situation around the corner, there is none of that. There is no reaction. There is no avoidance. It's basically, if there's danger, then there's danger. You know, if the knife, if the guy happens to be, look, it's not that probable. You're both coming around the corner exactly the same moment, whatever. But if you do, then you're going to kill him. So that you can't have. And part of your chayv to be in a case where if there is something that happens, then then a guy will be able to react. Look, things hopefully shouldn't go wrong, but if there are, you should be able to react. It's like with a bullet, you can't do that. That's why the bullet is dangerous. It's like a guy can't, a stray bullet. That's the scary thing about stray bullets. A guy's in a gunfight, at least he knows the guy's shooting at him or whatever. Hide behind the wall, a stray bullet, that's it. There's no ability to react. You just shoot a bullet in the middle of the street. That's crazy. You know, there's no ability to react. But that's like a new thing. A bullet goes so fast, there's no way to, you know. But in general, and in a world without that type of thing, so in general, you have the ability. A person keeps his eyes open, then you walk in public, and you could look. Look, you're still in your negligence because you have to be careful that the hammer doesn't break. But even if it does, you have in the back of your mind is even if it does, the guy maybe will move out of the way. You know, but here when it's around the Karen Zavis, so it's totally blind. So it's all totally in whether I end up, going into him or not. So now the burden is totally, it's almost like he's saying this, is that the burden of responsibility when it's around the corner is totally on me. Because I know he has no ability to react. As opposed to in another situation, the burden is also on him. He also is going to be able to react. So it's true, I have to make sure I don't do it dangerous, but I also know that he's going to help out on his share, that if something does go awry, he'll all say four and he'll move out of the way or whatever it is. You know, so I could rely on that. But in the case of Karen Zavis, there is none of that. It's totally on me. So now I'm kind of amazed if I end up killing him under that circumstance. I have no idea how it gets him in the limud. In Befesa, if anything, sounds like it's close. So it sounds like it's saying that you should be chayiv in that case. It sounds like exactly the opposite. If anything, it's teaching him befasa higher than yichayiv. It means if you kill him close. So how is that excluding a corner? Right? But I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. But whatever. I think that's the idea of defensive driving. Is that even if a guy does something, you still be okay. You don't want to be one step away from death. Is if one guy switches lanes, not like then you're dead. Is you want to not be in his blind spot. Why? Because if you're in his blind spot, if he goes into you, then what are you going to do? So then you can do is, you know, what are you going to do if the guy turns into your lane in the middle of the thing? You're on the highway, you're in the right lane, he's, you know, what are you going to do? Blind spot of a truck. So you're just hoping he doesn't do that. So the idea of defensive driving is that you're in a situation where even if something happens, I'll be able to react. You don't want to be in a situation where you cut off your ability to react. That's bad. Because that things happen. Things happen. So if you do something where there's no ability to react, that's Karvel Mesa. You can't do something which if something goes wrong, where things always do, then there's no ability to react. You want to be in a situation where there's ability to react. Because people do. Reflexes are pretty good. Reflexes are good. If the axe is coming to the guy's head, he could oftentimes move out of the way. He'll see it. Usually people see things like that. But, you know, but if you're in a situation around the corner, there's simply no ability to react. So that's right. Yeah, that's Karvel Mesud. In that situation, Hayaliyune saying is when you have to be especially careful when you're in a situation where you're one step away from killing a guy and there's no way that he can do anything about it. There's no way to react. That's a special concern. You know? And you shouldn't do it. I mean, you shouldn't really do it. You should make sure you don't go around the corner with a knife. Put the knife down when you're going around the corner. Because what are you going to do if he's there? Nothing. So you're just rolling the dice. You're just rolling the dice. The other guy's probably not coming around the corner. That's crazy. This is another case in the middle of the street. I say, look, even if the other guy is walking into me, so we'll move out of the way. In general, we will be able to. Let's think about it, see if we get a little clearer. It's not 100% clear. I'm kind of talking around it. So let's see if we can do that. And then the next thing is to do the Rambam. If you, by the way, I was reading the Rambam yesterday. But anyways, the Sone case. I mean, we'll define both cases. What's the halacha of Sone? The Rambam is Karvel Mesud because the Chazaka is Karvel Mesud. And then if you buy this goes together with that, then how do you read that? You know? There's two cases in the Rambam. Sone and the Pekah Ben Karen's obviously.